like show business. I'm John DeSando.
I'm Hope Madden.
And this is It's Movie Time.
Free fire. So what is this, like Neanderthals giving away heat? Or what? Can you explain that to me, please?
Ben Wheatley's new one. He started off strong. And he had a couple of really, really great horror films that I love. And then his last couple, a little bit of a misstep, especially, I think, with High Rise.
High Rise was a hot mess.
Well, I enjoyed it, but the new one, Free Fire, is also not genre. It's not a horror film. It's like kind of a 70s crime action.
The influence would be Tarantino.
Mm-hmm. Maybe Sam Peckinpah.
Peckinpah. Mm-hmm. 70s. So we had some wide lapels.
Some bad mustaches. Actually, just some questionable facial hair all the way around.
Oh, my gosh. Army Hammer. He looks like a bear, for goodness sake. But he's so tall.
Yeah.
I mean, he just dominates over there. We're making them all look more like kids anyway.
What a great performance that was. Odd and laid back and really funny.
He was. I love it when he comes in late.
Yeah.
I hate people coming late. Hi, boys. Like a Dirty Dozen, and then Brie Larson.
She's made some interesting choices since she won the Oscar. A lot of ensemble pieces.
I know it.
Yeah.
I thought maybe she's going a little bit of the Scarlett Johansson route, that is, starting out really classy and then maybe doing some more action stuff like this.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, and I can't expect a great actress, she won the Oscar for Room, continually to be doing Oscar-worthy performances.
And I like this movie a lot. And it's funny, the first note I took, there is no first act. The entire film is act three. You know, if Tarantino had taken just the shootout in Reservoir Dogs and expanded it for 90 minutes,
right,
that's really what you have here.
One of the things I love is the soundtrack.
Oh, yeah.
Guys yelling at each other from way out. You don't even have any idea in the warehouse where they are.
Right.
And the yelling insults to each other. Or things that don't even seem to relate.
Oh my, yeah, it's funny. The sort of cross fighting is hilarious, because what happens, it's a gun exchange. Some IRA thugs come in to buy some guns from a South African gun dealer played by Geraldo Copley, who chews scenery like nobody's business.
Oh my gosh, what?
And as they describe him early on, they say he was misdiagnosed as a child genius.
Yeah, and he hasn't gotten over it. A great line.
It is a great line. And then Brie Larson and Armie Hammer play sort of the liaisons to each team. Each team has their own couple of thugs who bring in the money and bring in the weapons. And the thugs know each other, which nobody realized. Things go south from there. It's action-packed. There is a great deal of gunfire in this movie, but it's really funny, too.
Well, of course, the bullets go nowhere, or they rip through their clothing, or they're maybe, in some cases, there are some wounds.
Right.
But the actual deaths are few, I think, and far between.
Yeah. Which is funny, because it's a pretty confined space, and they don't seem that far apart.
Right. I think the note about Reservoir Dogs is about the best. Obviously, much more action.
Their misfits to the movie is that it really robs, like, the gang fighting of any of the power and gravitas and romance of other movies. It just makes them a bunch of just borderline idiots.
Oh, yeah. I was thinking right away after the movie of the gang who couldn't shoot straight.
Right.
And, you know, there's something realistic about it.
Right.
Not all hoods are going to be great shots.
No.
They're not all going to be cool like Army.
Right.
They're in a bad situation. And some of them want the cash. And some of them just want to get out of there.
Right. And some of them have a grudge to settle.
Oh, it starts out, it's the wrong rifles.
Right.
They wanted M16s, I think. Right away, it's gone bad.
Exactly.
At one point, I think somebody yells out, "I don't know which side I'm on."
And the John Denver, that came out of nowhere,
right,
didn't it?
That's not been once, but twice, right, he is John Denver, which is totally out of place. I think we have a winner here. March was the best March ever.
Wow.
1 billion. I'm thinking that April's also going to be very good, so hope we may be getting away from that dumping ground time.
It looks like it.
It looks like we're getting much better movies earlier in the year.
Yeah.
So the film is called Free Fire.
Mm-hmm.
And what grade would you award it?
In the end, it's a bit of a gimmick. Probably go an A-.
I'll say a B+, just to be a little bit different. Free Fire is fun.
It is.
It's Movie Time is brought to you by the Gateway Film Center, 1550 North High Street, Columbus, Ohio. Further details and showtimes online at gatewayfilmcenter.org.
It's Movie Time is produced by John DeSando. Listen to the shows and read reviews online at WCBE.org.